Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. Lower your expectations. That is the media's propaganda talking about the investigation into who left cocaine at the White House. Lower your expectations. And if you'll just do that, you'll be in much better footing. You'll love the response that you're going to get. Just lower your expectations. That's the number one thing that you need to do. MSNBC putting out the propaganda that you need to calm down and expect to never know who brought the cocaine into the White House.
And the key thing is that multiple officials are cautioning that it is unlikely and certainly possible that there would be a resolution to this, meaning forensic evidence found that could identify an individual. Scanning the video, doing the testing, but they are preparing us for a result that will be no conclusive evidence found. And that is still subject to change as the work continues, but that should give people a sense of where this is. They are looking at what's available. They're saying it's a very small bag, limited ability to test it, because as tests are done, whether it's DNA or fingerprinting or other scientific type processes in the lab, you further degrade that sample, making it harder to get information from it. And of course, they're scanning the videos. This was found in a cubby off of the lobby area of that pathway in. And as you know, often security cameras and so forth are getting the big wide areas. And an official said a camera would have had to have been trained in on the cubbies and be able to see from the right angle an individual dropping that packet. So expectations are being lowered about an eventual conclusion here that would lead to an identity and then even the potential for prosecution at a misdemeanor level for the amount of drug we're talking about. At the same time, this is unusual to say the least. Officials say they don't have any record of an illicit drug like this being found in the West Wing or in the White House before. And so it is truly rare, and it has gotten a lot of interest in the public.
So just lower your expectations, folks. We're not going to know who did this. This is the most secure building in America, in theory, but you need to lower your expectations to fit that. Right? MSNBC also saying this later on, that this is a sigh of relief for them that they won't be named. Not joking. Listen carefully. This is another report lowering your expectations.
Stay with me for a moment. We do have some breaking news that we're following. Some new reporting on the small baggie of cocaine found in the White House.
You notice how a small baggie, now it's a small baggie of cocaine. Like, it's just a little bit of blow. It's not like it's a lot of blow. It's a small baggie of blow. Calm down.
House. What more can you tell us about this, Ryan?
Yeah, our own Kelly O'Donnell reports that it's possible that we might not even get to learn who actually brought this small baggie is. So I'm sure that's a sigh of relief to whoever sort of made the boneheaded move of bringing a bag of cocaine to the White House. But because this was in a, you know, not an area that, you know, is highly trafficked, but not wasn't necessarily covered by cameras all that well, you know, it's an area that a decent amount of people had access to. It just makes that investigation a little bit difficult. So, you know, this could all end without, you know, necessarily anyone being named as the person who was responsible for bringing that bag of cocaine to the White House.
Yes, sigh of relief, right? Whoever brought this cocaine to the White House, it's likely to end without anyone being named. We'll never know. So if you were hoping, we're gonna just lower those expectations again. This is the White House refuses to say whether or not cocaine belonged to Joe or Hunter Biden. Won't even answer that question like, hey, can you rule out the president? Won't answer it. Hey, will you rule out the son? Won't answer it. This is one of the most, if not the most secure building in America. And you're telling me that we can't figure this out? Jason Chaffetz, former congressman, said this on Fox about the idea that cocaine in the West Wing, you can't figure out who brought it in. Listen.
There's an outside perimeter of security. They have badges. Everybody has a badge. There are multiple cameras going on through this. You don't just get to walk around the West Wing, even if you're staff, without a heavy presence of the Secret Service and a distinct understanding of who's going where. And why? And so I think they already know where it is. I think they're trying to wait for the DNA evidence. That doesn't happen in just a half a day or a day. But the Secret Service, I do believe, knows at this point who this person is.
I think he's probably right. But if the media says you'll never know, then there's a good chance you can get away with never telling us. Stephen Miller, who worked at the White House. He was asked about this, saying, hey, the idea that we don't know who this is that a plausible response to all of this? Like, is that a realistic response? Listen to what he said last night.
Steph.
Okay, so the quote on the day that it happened by the person, the hazmat team who identifies it preliminarily as cocaine, is it's in the library, which is the inner sanctum. And then all of a sudden we're told, oh, it's where all the people come in. Now, let's talk about where Karine Jean-Pierre said it's found. Can you describe that area for us, Stephen?
So the original area they appear to be referring to would be what is sometimes colloquially known as the Marine entrance, where you see the two Marine guards standing there.
Right.
And that's where dignitaries come through, and that's where escorted guests come through, and then there's a waiting area. But that's still a very highly controlled area. That's an escort-only area. You've been through extensive screening to be anywhere close to that area. So it's not just that you're going through a mag and getting wanded. You've been pre-cleared and pre-screened, and somebody knows exactly who you are and everything about you. We have an extensive history on you by the time you've reached that location.
And in addition to that, Stephen, are there not security cameras identifying everyone who's coming in and watching people?
I would just put it this way. Nobody is going into the West Wing of the White House without a million eyes being on you. This is one of the most secure facilities in the face of the earth. You are only steps away from the Oval Office. You're only steps away from the Situation Room. You're only steps away from the offices of the National Security Advisor and many other of the highest ranking officers in the U.S. government.
I'm going to stop him there because I think there's another point here that has to be made. If this was any other substance, they would tell you who the person was. If it was anthrax or any type of biological weapon, any other type of chemical that could harm people, they would have already arrested the person. The idea that this baggie of cocaine has now moved around, what, three different times? Not once, not twice, but three different times. Okay, three different times. This baggie of cocaine has moved around. It was in the library. No, just kidding. It was in a heavily populated area. Just kidding. Okay, it was in the cubbies right by outside of the Oval Office. Okay, so now it. So what the hell is it, right? What is it? Do we know what it is? Do we have any idea what this is going to be? I think they know all of these answers. I think this baggie of cocaine has moved left and right, up and down, and all over the damn place. And I think that's part of the cover-up here and the corruption here. And we should all be asking these questions. Every part of this should be answered. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you, and they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. James Comer is going to begin deposing Biden business associates. He has now confirmed this. The House Oversight Committee is set to begin deposing the Biden crime family business associates in the coming weeks and months, the chairman, James Comer, has now said publicly. Comer said Devin Archer, one of Hunter Biden's top associates, will be the first member deposed to unravel the family's international business schemes. A source with knowledge of the committee's schedule has confirmed that Archer's lawyers are in contact with the committee about scheduling the interview. In mid-June, the committee subpoenaed Devin Archer to appear before it on June the 19th. A source familiar with the situation has confirmed that he negotiated a later deposition date, saying, quote, "We are entering the deposition phase about this ongoing investigation into the Bidens. Lawmakers conceivably have about 12 months left to investigate the family's shady business deals, as campaign season in the summer of 2024 will likely become the priority in Washington, D.C. Quote, "We will have Devin Archer, the first person who was involved in the Hunter Biden business dealings. He will be the first person we depose," Comer said. "We have a list of who's who's that were involved in the Biden organization that we plan on deposing throughout the summer." Now, you may not know this, so I'll remind you. Devin Archer was Hunter Biden's, quote, "best friend in business," quote unquote. He got in major legal trouble just last year in 2022 for defrauding a Native American tribal entity. The court ordered him to pay $43,954,416.75 in a judgment to the Native American victims. Prior to his arrest, Devin Archer served in 2014 with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma, that Ukrainian-based energy company, whose executive allegedly bribed not only Hunter Biden with $5 million, but with the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, with his $5 million for himself as well. Photographers infamously photographed Devin Archer playing golf with Hunter Biden and then Vice President Joe Biden in Southampton, New York, which was the first picture to confirm clearly that the president of the United States of America was lying to us when he said he never discussed any of his business decisions with his son or anything about business with his brother or any other family member. Clearly, that was a lie. The photo was the first photo to raise questions regarding the extent to which Joe Biden was aware not only of his son's overseas business deals, but how involved he actually was. Remember, he was never forced to discuss any of that when he ran for president. The media covered for him. Devin Archer was by Hunter Biden's side for decades in the business deals. They knew each other for quite some time. They attended Yale together in the late 1990s. Devin Archer went on to become the vice chairman of finance for John Kerry's failed 2004 presidential campaign. Many people didn't know that. He was connected with his college classmate, Chris Hines. That would be Kerry's stepson. Now, a lot of people don't realize that John Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines, was another Biden family business partner that we would expect to be deposed. Now, Archer is not the only associate James Comer has subpoenaed. The committee has not publicly produced any results of those subpoenas, but we do know that in May, Comer said the Biden family members will, quote, more than likely receive subpoenas. Those also appear outstanding. Now that if they're going to call Hunter Biden, James Biden, and the other Biden crime family members who are on the take here, there's a reason why they're playing it this way. They want to get all these other people on the record first so they know what questions to ask the Bidens. Clearly, there's a strategy here that is playing out. Now, all this is happening as the White House has now officially refused to say whether or not the cocaine found at the White House over the weekend, it is a crime scene at the White House, belonged to Joe or Hunter Biden. That's right. The White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates could not say whether or not the cocaine found Joe Biden, quote, he is citing the Hatch Act. Quote, are you willing to say that that's not the case, that the cocaine doesn't belong to them? A reporter asked Bates aboard Air Force One. Quote, I don't have a response to that because we have to be careful about the Hatch Act, he claimed. The reporter did not follow up with Bates on how the Hatch Act would apply to this situation. Now, the Hatch Act's main provision blocks executive branch employees from engaging in partisan political activity while on duty in a federal facility or using federal property, according to the Justice Department. What I will say is that I've noticed there does seem to be some increasing frustration coming from that corner in general. And I think it probably included in the contrast between their substances and their policy records. Bates tried to change the subject. Obviously, that made no sense at all. What's absurd about this is that the idea the Hatch Act would somehow be involved here is maybe the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It actually doesn't even make sense. Now, we have the audio from the press gaggle aboard Air Force One en route to South Carolina. You're going to hear it in the background. Listen carefully.
One more. Former President Trump has made some pretty wild posts recently on social media. One of them was that the cocaine found in the White House had belonged to either the president or his son. Are you willing to say that that's not the case, that they don't belong to them?
I don't have a response to that because we have to be careful about the Hatch Act. What I will say is that I have noticed there does seem to be some increasing frustration coming from that corner in general. And I think it is probably rooted in the contrast between their substantive policy records.
That literally makes no sense. That's like a response you would get if you were on cocaine. A second reporter asked the White House if they would comment on this, or even if they would commit to transparency if the Secret Service discovered who smuggled the cocaine in the White House. If the Secret Service is able to determine the individual responsible, will the White House commit to transparency in this and making that information public? The reporter asked. Listen to the White House's response to that.
Cocaine. I understand the Secret Service is conducting an investigation. If the Secret Service is able to determine the individual responsible, will the Secret Service and will the White House commit to transparency in this and making that information public?
I'm going to defer to the Secret Service professionals who are carrying this out. I'm just not going to engage on hypotheticals about it. I would suggest you contact them for anything more.
Again, the biggest load of crap answer that you can give. This is a mid-level Biden staffer. Can you imagine if that's how they downgraded you? Like the White House is telling you this mid-level. Like imagine if you see your name in lights and they're referring to you as mid-level because they're trying to diminish Andrew Bates, saying, oh, it's a mid-level guy. Right? This is how non-serious we are about this. Now, the question's serious, right? If the Secret Service determines the individual responsible, and I want to be clear about this, I have no doubt they know who did this. I've been in the White House I've been lucky enough to go in the White House quite a few times in my life. And the idea that this is would be hard to figure out is totally absurd. I want to also be clear about that. They know who brought this in there, I have no doubt. If this was anthrax or something else, the person would have already been apprehended and arrested. This would have been and charged. Okay, I want to also make that very, 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 very clear. I have no doubt that the cameras picked up who it is and they figured it out. Now, I actually believe there's a very good chance this was not Hunter Biden based on when they found it. I believe there's a good chance this could have just been these types of people that work at the White House who basically think that the rules don't apply to them. And if you look at this administration, you look at this White House, it makes sense that they would have a bunch of druggies around, right? A bunch of cokeheads around doing blow. I think there's a very good chance as the staffer, they probably were out the night before or they were going out that night. They needed their cocaine with them and they decided to bring it to the White House. Now, is there a chance, of course, of the drug use of Hunter Biden that in theory could be his? Yes, but I'm not obsessed with that story. What I'm upset about is the fact that the White House, I'm sure, has figured this out. They know whose drugs it is. They know whose drugs this is. I did Outnumbered yesterday, and I was sitting there with former White House press secretary on the panel with me as well, Kayleigh McEnany, and she said, no way Hunter Biden was a source of cocaine at the White House. She dismissed the idea that the cocaine found at the White House belonged to President Joe Biden's son. She said, quote, Camp David, there is no way it is conceivable to think cocaine could sit for a 72-hour period, so I would rule him out at this point. She's probably right. It's probably a staff member. Either they're doing blow at the White House or was taking it in advance. Regardless, the fact that you felt comfortable enough to bring a hardcore drug, cocaine, into the White House tells you everything you need to know about this White House. This is who's running the country. I also would make this point. I don't believe the president's running the country. You look at the stumbles, you look at the gaffes, you look at the schedule of this president, it's pretty clear he's not running this administration. What concerns me is, could there be a cokehead at the high level in this White House who clearly has significant influence on this White House? Is there a chance that that individual at the White House is doing drugs with other people at the White House who are making massive policy decisions for the United States of America? That is the question that people should be asking. And why are they protecting that staffer? I have no doubt they know at this point who did it. What are they hiding? And what employee are they protecting? Let me also say something else. Experts are baffled by the White House invoking the Hatch Act to dodge questions about this cocaine. Even a Democratic ethics expert say if Biden campaign staffer were high as a kite, the Hatch Act would not cover the cocaine in question. The idea they thought that response, oh, I can't talk about this because the Hatch Act is absurd. Experts who understand the Hatch Act understand that invoking the Hatch Act when asked whether President Biden or his son owned the cocaine found at the White House truly is a middle finger to every single American. That's something we need to understand. And when you have the White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates being asked during this press gaggle whether the president can deny that he or his son owned the cocaine found at the White House, and then he says, I can't answer that question. Come on. Really? I don't have a response to that because we have to be careful about the Hatch Act. That's your response. And the media, by the way, went along with it. It's like, they're like, all right, we asked the question. We're going to move on now. We asked the question. We can check that box. And then Bates compared Biden's policy record to his predecessor's record. No, they're not the same, folks. There was never a time that cocaine was found at the White House when Donald Trump was there. Then they said, we got to invoke the Hatch Act that has nothing to do with answering the damn question. Attorney Bradley Moss said this. He is candidly at loss as to why Mr. Bates believed the Hatch Act is relevant with respect to addressing that question. Quote, I could envision other legitimate basis for declining to respond, such as respecting the integrity of an ongoing investigation, but to reference a Hatch Act seems misplaced. former Bush administration ethics chief Richard Painter, who ran for Congress as a Democrat last cycle, said he said this, quote, given lectures at the White House and published articles on the Hatch Act, but the bill does not cover snorting cocaine, referring to the Hatch Act being important. Again, saying it doesn't cover snorting campaign. What the blank does the Hatch Act have to do with cocaine? Question mark. This is the most ridiculous invocation of the Hatch Act I've ever seen. Painter added that even if someone on Biden's campaign were high as a kite, the Hatch Act would not cover the cocaine in question. Yeah, very odd. The Bates would pivot to the Hatch Act and doesn't deny that the president or the son, the first sons, that this cocaine was connected to them. Because wouldn't you want to get that out there? Right? If you know that this isn't their cocaine, wouldn't you immediately say, hey, this cocaine found at the White House does not belong to either the president or his son? That's the question they're asking, right? Does it? You would immediately say, it does not. Right? You would immediately say that that they are not on drugs. And the famous Hatch Act, you may have heard about this before, this provision which doesn't allow you to say what the White House said. The Hatch Act doesn't say or say to the people at the White House, hey, you can't answer the question if cocaine belongs to the president or his son. That is insane. So it brings up the question, okay, well, is it the president's cocaine? Is it the first son's cocaine? Why wouldn't you answer the question and say it's not? It's not their cocaine. It's not their cocaine.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There is more pressure now coming on the White House to bring home someone that needs to come home that's in captivity. This is pretty shocking. The Wall Street Journal reporter's family is now reflecting on 100 days of his detainment in Russia. The mother of that reporter has now done a sit down with the Wall Street Journal and is now putting pressure on the Biden administration to bring their son home. They brought home Brittany Griner because she was more important than another American being held there, right? That's what they've decided now. Take a listen.
It's even harder now to leave him there than it was the first time.
I try not to think about anything. That's just very hard.
You don't want your mind to go there.
I don't want my mind to go anywhere.
The conviction rate in Russia is nearly 100%.
Exactly. Is there especially in cases like that.
Is there anything about his case that gives you hope?
No. I rely on President Biden's promise to do whatever it takes to bring Evan back. I rely on his team, on their expertise.
Just knowing that our government is doing everything in their power right now. Just everyone wants to help and is thinking about him. And I just know that we're not alone in this.
There it is. Oh, I just know they're going to, you know, his expertise. If you're counting on the expertise of this White House, that's concerning. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean that in an honest way. This administration decided to value the life of a WNBA player over another American that was there and there longer and didn't get him back. That's concerning. And everybody should be concerned with that. If you're being held right now and you don't fit a box, okay, then you've got a real problem here. If you're not one that they say is valued, okay, then there's a real problem. Is this guy a white guy? Yes. Is he a reporter? Yes. Do they care about him? I don't think they value him. I think that's a fair way of putting it. Like I don't think they value him at all. I think it's the complete opposite of that. I think they look at this thing and go, you know, so what? We got an American there. This American is a guy that is, he's a reporter. He knew the risks. We'll get him back when we get him back. But this is Vladimir Putin flexing his muscles. We also have an American that's gone missing in Iraq. You may not have heard about that either. You have an American aid worker that was in Iraq that was taken. Is the White House doing much on that? You got to ask yourself the question now. Do they even care if Americans are taken? Do they have any muscle left in them? Apparently, no. Right? Apparently, we don't have that anymore. We don't have that type of focus. We don't have that type of protection. If you are an American and you're going around the country, around the world, and you are taken, I don't think there's any guarantee now that this administration does anything under the bare minimum. Under the bare minimum means they move the fingers, they click some boxes, they say something, and that's it. And then they just kind of let it happen. They just kind of let it play out for what it is. It used to be if you screwed with an American, you're mad. If you screw with an American and you mess with an American, there was hell to pay. You mess with an American, let me say it again, there was hell to pay. That's obviously not the case now. It's not the case at all. And it's incredibly frustrating to me that this is now where we are in this country, in this world. We have a White House that doesn't have to answer questions about if cocaine is even the president's or his son's. They make up things about it being the Hatch Act, saying they can't answer that question. The media not freaking out. You've got two different Americans, this journalist who's been detained for 100 days in Russia. You have a woman that goes missing, an American in Iraq, being held by what we understand is basically a fringe Muslim group. Anybody going to pay attention to that? Anyone going to pay attention to that? Make sure you subscribe, hit the auto download or follow button if you're on Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll make sure you get each and every episode. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.